4 BWA.
Are you not home yet?
Nope, not yet.
You weren't on the way home, did you?
We're open.
All right, then. Hey, you know what? It's going to be fun finding out just how good those things really are. I think Phil said that it's good for 1 kW.
I'm not curious about that. I'm not sure on that, but I would think at least a kilowatt.
Okay. Well, listen, I went ahead and forwarded you that tech information. I went onto my phone and forwarded it to you from my phone, so you ought to have it, and it's on a, I believe it's a PDF attachment.
I'll look when I get home. I'm just about to my exit, so I should be there shortly.
Roger. I'm going down to Inman, and I'm going to get me some go juice, and then I'm going to take my sweetheart over to get some strawberries.
Good afternoon. I'm going to go home and do a little bit of work on the pool, and once I get that done, I'm going to do a little work on these 6-meter beams.
What are you going to put back in there in substitution? Your hardware on the 6-meter beam. You just going to use some stainless SAE?
Yeah, I'm going to use the same thing that Gary had on there. I'm just going to make sure that I put a good deal of Nolox on it, and that's all.
Ah, there you go. Okay. You know, I'm really kind of surprised he didn't use that.
There was no on those. Maybe it just, you know, that stuff galls up really easily. And I'm not sure why it galled up, but I'm not surprised, nor am I bothered by it. It's just the way of the world sometimes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You head on in, and I'm going to head on out. You all have a good afternoon. So in the meantime, 73's, and I'll let you go, bud. Appreciate you coming by and giving me some good advice on that tower. And, I'll let you know when I get that 6-meter up. K and 4, BWA. Clear.
All right. Yeah, I think you're doing fine down there. If I told you the one change that I would have wished that you would have made earlier on, but, I mean, at this point in time, I think that you got to start out slow and make changes as you see them needing to be changed. And in addition, I'm not sure I'd jump into a new tower right off the bat, but on the other hand, I jumped in knee-deep with everything that I did, so I have no room to talk. Have fun with the strawberries. We'll catch you later, Steve. ND7J Mobile.
Thing. Need to do a radio check.
Hey, check. Try it again. You're a little bit hot.
This is KK4VXA out of Anderson, South Carolina. Just hooked up a radio here, and I'm working on the ground plane.
Into the repeater, your microphone sounds a little hot. So I think maybe turn your mic gain down a tad or move the microphone away from your mouth a little bit further, and your audio will sound better.
Okay, I hope this is a little bit better. I'm about a foot away from the mic. I do have a question. If I took a mobile VHF antenna and hooked it to a 16-foot aluminum pipe, would that aluminum pipe act like the ground plane?
Not so, especially if the pipe was in the ground.
A rod beside it and connect it that way, would that do the same thing? The pipe's not on the ground, it's on a tripod.
I would think so. I've never done anything like that, but I would think that would probably work.
I am in Anderson, South Carolina. Do you know how far away I am to this repeater tower?
I'm not exactly sure how far, but Anderson is a... We normally hear people from Anderson on the repeater. There's a couple people out there that I know that live in Anderson, so I'm not exactly sure how far, mile-wise, you are from there. I would think 25, 35 miles, give or take. The repeater's, I believe, on Caesar's Head.
Okay. Okay, that's a good copy, because I can't get into the Caesarhead repeater today. And I was just turning on my repeater channels until I heard someone. So I don't know if it's down or if something's really changed up there.
Well, I'm not sure which repeater you're speaking of, but I think I used to call the net for this repeater here, this club here, and if I'm not mistaken, this repeater's on the North Carolina, South Carolina border, maybe on Caesar's Head. Somebody listening might be able to tell you better.
We're AOW.
Yeah, this repeater's on top of Caesar's Head.
So, yeah, this repeater is on top of Caesar's Head, so I'm not sure what repeater you're talking about that you can't get into.
So I went to Radio Reference, and I basically put a 90-mile circle from my zip code and downloaded all the repeaters in that area. And I normally hit the Caesar repeater, but it's always been Caesar's on my other one, so I'm just not sure. But I'm happy to see I'm hitting that repeater.
Is what frequency repeater are you speaking of? Right now we're on the 610. What other frequency are you speaking of?
I have to pull out the book and verify this is KK4VXA. I'm just not sure. I'm going to have to do research tonight.
Okay, well, this repeater is on Caesar's Head, so I would think you should be able to hit the other one, and there's a possibility you don't have the offset or the tone or some other parameter in being able to reach the repeater. That's all got to be set properly.
Well, that's a good copy there, and like I said, thanks for the radio check. This is KK4VXA, and I am new into the Pendleton area.
All right, well, since you moved the microphone away a little bit, you've got a good signal over here. I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina, so enjoy it, and catch you again. If you need something, holler, ND7J Mobile.
KO4XR monitoring. Yeah, this is KO4XR. Just trying to make a quick QSO to show a buddy how a ham radio works. How are you doing today?
The call here is Whiskey United 2 Tango, and I think I didn't get your whole call. I had the XR at the end of it, but I didn't get the prefix. You were a little fast on it and all. But good afternoon. Name here is Rusty. I'm mobile down here. I just got on 26. I'm headed up to Inman, South Carolina. Go pick me up a nice plate of barbecue pulled pork for lunch.
Fantastic, sir. And yeah, my call sign again is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha X-Ray Romeo. And if I can get your call sign again, I'm broadcasting via my cell phone over voice over internet protocol, and my station down in Malden, South Carolina. So.
KO4AXR. All right, I got that. We got it now. All right, name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and my call sign is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Whiskey United 2 Tango. Or most of the guys around here that know me say I'm wound up too tight, but that's another story. Anyway, like I said, I'm mobile out here still this morning, but I'm going up and pick me up some lunch from a place up in Inman, South Carolina, and then going back to the house, sit down and enjoy a plate of barbecue. And I'll have to do a bunch of work outside this morning for a couple hours. So, anyway, and I didn't get your name at your end there. Go ahead.
Hey, Randy. My name's Nick, and I'm down here in Malden, just at work, about to go run a call right quick. But, yes, sir, I hope you have a good day. And I appreciate you making this contact. 73 and KO4AXR clear.
You're too hard today. You say you got a service call, so you must work in some kind of service industry. We'll talk to you later, Nick. Nick, I think you said. All right, name is Rusty, and this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
It's a pleasure, and this is KO4AXR clear.